Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with the news at 9. The headlines. Centre approves two railways projects worth over 6,400 crore rupees covering seven districts across Jharkhand, Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. Railways to modify Tatkal ticket booking system by making Aadhaar-based OTP authentication mandatory. India's social security coverage increases from 19 to over 64% during last 10 years, providing social protection to around 94 crore citizens. Southwest monsoon likely to be active again this week, with heavy rainfall over South Peninsula India, Konkan and Goa. US President Donald Trump announces trade deal with China involving rare earth minerals and student visas. And in cricket, the World Test Championship final between Australia and South Africa underway at Lord's in London. South Africa wins the toss and elect to bowl. The Union Cabinet has approved two projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. These projects include Koderma-Barkakana doubling and Bellary-Chikajajur doubling rail line. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the Koderma-Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometres will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population.
Koderma-Barkakana doubling 133 kilometers ये project 3063 करोड़ का है और ये काफी long distance project है 133 किलोमीटर का है और ये पटना और रांची के बीच में shortest line है इसको double करने से पटना से रांची के बीच में movement काफी smooth हो जाएगा और हजारीबाग छतरा कोडरमा रामगढ़ ये जो जिले हैं इन जिलों को अच्छी connectivity इससे मिलेगी 938 villages cover होते हैं और 15 lakh population को इसका benefit मिलता है 17 major bridges हैं 180 माइनर ब्रिजेस हैं, 42 फ्लाईओवर्स हैं, 33 अंडरपासेस हैं और 30 मिलियन टन कार्गो इस डबलिंग के बाद में एक्स्ट्रा इस लाइन पे जाएगा
Mr. Vaishnaw said the second project, Bellary-Chikajajur doubling rail line of 185 kilometers will connect Mangalore port to Secunderabad.
बल्लारी चिकजाजूर ये आंध्र प्रदेश और प्राइमरीली कर्नाटका में ये प्रोजेक्ट है ये बहुत लंबा प्रोजेक्ट है 185 किलोमीटर्स की डबलिंग है ये 3342 करोड़ रुपीस का प्रोजेक्ट है साउथ वेस्टर्न एरिया में मैंगलोर पोर्ट इज द मोस्ट इंपोर्टेंट पोर्ट इट विल बेसिकली कनेक्ट द हिंटरलैंड एफिशिएंटली विद द मैंगलोर पोर्ट बल्लारी चिकजाजूर दिस मींस लॉट ऑफ ट्रैफिक व्हिच कम्स फ्रॉम पार्ट्स ऑफ आंध्रा All the way up to Secunderabad, Hyderabad, वहाँ से एक वेस्ट कोस्ट पे पोर्ट को कनेक्टिविटी मिलेगी सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वगैरह एरिया के लिए केवल एक कृष्णापट्टनम पोर्ट अवेलेबल था अभी तक इस लाइन के पूरा होने से मैंगलोर पोर्ट भी अवेलेबल हो जाएगा
Mr. Vaishnaw said that these projects will be completed in 3 years. The two projects covering seven districts across the states of Jharkhand, Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh will increase the existing network of Indian railways by about 318 kilometers. Railways Ministry has said that only those users will be able to book online Tatkal tickets through IRCTC website and app from the 1st of next month who have authenticated their account with Aadhaar. The step has been taken to ensure fair and transparent access to Tatkal tickets and to safeguard the interest of passengers. More from our correspondent.
Indian Railways has announced key modifications in the Tatkal ticket booking system. According to the new scheme, Aadhaar-based OTP authentication will be mandatory for online Tatkal bookings from 15th of July this year. Tatkal tickets booked at computerized passenger reservation system counters and through authorized agents will require OTP authentication sent to the mobile number provided by the user at the time of booking. These changes are being implemented to improve transparency in Tatkal bookings and to ensure that the benefits of the scheme reach genuine end users. With Bhupendra Singh, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw took stern action against officials for providing unsuitable and old trains to BSF personnel going for duty to Kashmir from Tripura. Four officials from the Alipurduar division have been suspended with immediate effect. The suspended officers include three senior section engineers and the coaching depot officer of Alipurduar division of Northeast Frontier Railway Zone. India's social security coverage has increased from 19% in 2015 to 64.3% in 2025. According to the latest data from the International Labour Organization, the coverage reflects 45 percentage point surge over the past decade. Recognizing these efforts, International Labour Organization, ILO, acknowledged India's achievement and officially published on its dashboard that over 94 crore people are now covered under at least one social protection benefit. In terms of beneficiary count, India now ranks second in the world, providing social protection to around 94 crore citizens. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashwani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on the transformation of India's transport infrastructure.
Over the past decade, India has witnessed an unprecedented scale of infrastructure development driven by a holistic and integrated approach. The daily average of highway construction has surged to an all-time high of 34 kilometers per day, nearly triple the pace in 2014. Under the Bharatmala Pariyojana, over 20,000 kilometers of highways have been constructed to develop economic corridors and reduce logistics costs. Meanwhile, rural connectivity has reached 99% with over 7.8 lakh kilometers of roads built since 2014 under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana. While the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan has integrated 44 ministries and 36 states and union territories on a GIS-based digital platform for unified infrastructure development. The railways also witnessed massive capacity enhancement with over 45,000 route kilometers electrified and 68 Vande Bharat Express trains connecting 333 districts. Over 1,300 railway stations are being modernized under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. In the aviation sector, 88 airports have been activated under the Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik Udan Scheme. Metro rail connectivity now spans 23 cities, with India emerging as the third largest metro network in the world. Ports and inland waterways have seen a quantum leap under the Sagarmala program, where 277 port-linked projects have been completed. The Statue of Unity, Chenab Railway Bridge, the world's highest, and the Adal Tunnel, the world's longest highway tunnel above 10,000 feet, stand tall as symbols of India's engineering marvels. Together, these milestones are driving productivity, improving connectivity, and laying the foundation for a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
भारत का अमृतकाल सेवा सुशासन गरीब कल्याण के 11 साल.
In West Bengal, several shops were vandalized and vehicles set on fire today at Rabindranagar in Maheshtala of South 24 Parganas district over a local issue. The disturbance spread to several areas including Bagh Bazar, Govindanagar and Methia Bridge. Police vehicles were also set ablaze. To manage the situation, the police used tear gas shells. Several police personnel have reportedly been injured in the intermittent clashes. Rapid Action Force was deployed to handle the situation. BJP leader Shivendu Adhikari said that some miscreants tried to illegally occupy the temple committee's land to set up shops. Alleging police inaction, he demanded immediate deployment of parliamentary forces. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on IX handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The centre has reduced the basic customs duty on crude edible oil, including crude sunflower, soybean and palm oils, from 20% to 10%. This has resulted in the import duty differential between crude and refined edible oils increasing from 8.75% to 19.25%. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that this move aims to reduce the landed cost and retail prices of edible oils, providing relief to consumers and helping to curb overall inflation. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, today said it has mandated a new UPI payment mechanism for all registered intermediaries who collect funds from investors to enhance investor protection and financial transparency within the securities market. Speaking in Mumbai today, SEBI Chief Tuhin Kanta Pandey announced that the Unified Payments Interface, UPI payment mechanism, will be implemented from 1st of October 2025.
Many people are becoming prey to cyber frauds in which a lot of cloning of apps, people are taken to some similar looking apps of the brokers, thinking that they are actually investing in with the registered brokers, but they are actually not. The issue that we are going to have on a much wider systemic scale, which is the payment system itself, where we are bringing in a new within the UPI system. So this would be very handy and it will be implemented from 1st of October.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the trade deal with China is done after the talks between the two countries in London this week. As a part of a trade agreement, China will supply rare earths upfront to the U.S., while Chinese students will get U.S. visas. In a Truth Social post, Trump announced that Beijing will supply the U.S. with full magnets and all necessary rare earth materials. However, he said, the deal with China is subject to final approval between President Xi Jinping and him. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted that the world needs to understand that the tension between India and Pakistan are not merely a bilateral issue, but a global concern about terrorism, and the menace will eventually haunt the rest of the world. In an interview with a European media outlet in Brussels, he reminded them about Osama bin Laden and questioned why he felt safe living for years in a Pakistani military town. The minister also talked about Europe's changing geopolitics and hope for better EU-India ties in future. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that southwest monsoon is likely to be in active phase with heavy to very heavy rainfall at few places and extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over South Peninsula India, Konkan and Goa during 12th to the 16th of this month. The weather department has also forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over northwest India, including western Himalayan region, during the next 2 days. Places over Marathwada, Chhattisgarh, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are likely to experience thunderstorms with lightning and gusty winds during the next 2 to 3 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today performed the Pratham Puja at the Holy Cave, marking the ceremonial beginning of the annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra.
Om Shanno Devi Ravishaya Aho Bhavantu Vitaye Janjo Ravisravan Punaha Hasto Prakshalanam Sri Govinda.
Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sinha urged all the devotees of Baba Barfani to visit in large numbers for the Holi Yatra and pray to Mahadev for progress of J&K and the nation. He said Sri Amarnath Ji Shrine Board and the administration have improved the pilgrim facilities and Jammu Kashmir Police, Army, CRPF, CAPFs have made foolproof security arrangements. In the Cricket World Test Championship final, South Africa restricted Australia to 212 in the final session of the first day of the match at Lord's Cricket Ground. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to bowl first. This is the first time that the iconic Lord's is hosting a World Test Championship final. Meanwhile, South Africa was 8 for 1 in 5.2 overs when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre approves two railways projects worth over 6,400 crore rupees, covering seven districts across Jharkhand, Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. Railways to modify Tatkal ticket booking system by making Aadhaar-based OTP authentication mandatory. India's social security coverage increases from 19 to over 64% during last 10 years, providing social protection to around 94 crore citizens. Southwest monsoon likely to be active again this week, with heavy rainfall over South Peninsula India, Konkan and Goa. US President Donald Trump announces trade deal with China involving rare earth minerals and student visas. And in cricket, the World Test Championship final between Australia and South Africa underway at Lord's in London. South Africa wins the toss and elects to bowl. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.